Είστε παρέα με το SBS Ελληνικά.
Hello everyone, you're listening a podcast of SBS Greek Radio. I'm Pano Apostolou. The documentary My Rebetika Blues is a film about the power of music and what makes us humans. It is the type of music that was born in exile and on the streets. Sydney-based filmmaker Mary Zournazi takes us on a journey in Greek's contemporary history and explores the reasons of why Rebetika songs connect millions of people around the world. Mary Zournazi, thank you for being with us today and taking the time to talk to SBS Greek Radio.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here.
The film, Mary, takes us in several cities and several locations, especially in the Eastern Mediterranean region, starting from Constantinople and headed even to Boston in the United States. Can you explain us why you're doing that trip?
The film is sort of born out of, in a way, in the initial, from my own personal experience. It's kind of tracing history of my grandmother from Turkey through to Greece and then Egypt. So it's a personal journey around exploring her experience of exile. But in relationship to that, she's parallel also to the development of the Rebetika music. So it's a way of, charting kind of histories of migration through this personal journey, my character in that sense, and at the same time discovering a music which I guess I think is rooted, of course, in a Greek national identity. And as we all probably know, it's, part of the cultural heritage with UNESCO. But one of the things for me is that's intriguing is just how the music itself isn't just Greek. It's born from music that we may not necessarily want to associate or don't associate with, but is that sort of Eastern Mediterranean, is from Turkey, is from actually Middle Eastern sounds. So the film is sort of charting that kind of personal history of migration, mm-hmm. but also the history of music in that sense and its location in Greece, mm-hmm. saying in that sense too that music really has no borders. It moves and then people connect with it and tell their stories.
You met many and talked to many interesting personalities in this film. One of them is Kostas Feris, the director of the emblematic film Rebetiko, a film that Greek Aussies loved it and still loving it because it's a movie, in my opinion, that had reshaped the way we think and we talk about Rebetiko songs. So, in a way, this film and Kostas Feris, he reintroduced us the Rebetika culture in a story through a very brave but a very vulnerable woman. So how important is the role of the woman in Rebetiko culture in general? And also, you're a woman and you're doing a film about a type of music that is talking about mangias, palikaria, like rough boys.
Yeah, so Kostas Feris, his film, I mean, the starting point of my film really was watching his film. So I was watching the beginning of Rebetiko. And the beginning of his film is sort of set in Turkey. And, it was within the first few minutes of it, I had to turn it off because I felt a very strong connection to the music, but also to that history. And it was something about that it felt like I had already lived the experience. And that's where my relationship to my grandmother came in. I realized that I had lived almost the same experience that she had. And so I was curious about the memory. I was curious about my response to the music. And it was actually a couple of years later that I was able to watch the film. And it was because it was so powerful. And it made me really think about the power of music. So my interest in that sense as a director and as a woman director is actually exploring that aspect of memory and intimacy and connection that the music brings, whatever gender, even though it's written often by mangas, but it's written about real life experiences. So it's written about heartbreak. It's written about difficulties at work. It's written about all sorts of experiences. And of course, at the time, the drug abuse, all of that sort of underworld type thing, but it's a very true music. So I think it really hit me watching his film, but then as I discovered more and more about it, I just found out so many wonderful people and stories and the travel.
Βρέθηκα σε ένα χώρο και λοιπόν αυτός είχε πάει από τις 9 η ώρα. Αυτός τώρα μέσα στη φυλακή είχε πάθει την πλάκα του και ήθελε όταν βγήκε και λυτρώθηκε να έρθει στο μαγαζί να του το παίξω, να χορέψει, να ξεχαρμανιάσει, πώς να το πω. Αυτό κάνει η μουσική. Αυτό κάνει το τραγούδι.
And you met a legend, Stelios Vanvakaris. The son of Marco Vanvakari. Tell us a little bit about this meeting.
That was perhaps one of the most fortuitous and amazing experiences. One of my main characters is Stelios, but also Jim Sklavounos, who's a Greek American percussionist musician. He's one of the Bad Seeds from Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. And I'd come to Jim actually because he'd written a little bit about Mambeti Kaur. And you know, so I was attracted to his writing around it. I met with him. I'd suggested to him that, you know, wouldn't it be really great to do a jam, you know, because he doesn't usually play Rumbetika music. But, you know, he was curious and he said to me, look, I really want to do it well. And I said, great, you know, but I didn't hear from him for a few months. And then a few months later, he sent me an email and he said, look, I've organized it with Stelios Vanvakaris, this jam. And I thought, man, this is just fabulous. So I was able to shoot Stelios and Jim and Michaela Stimas, one of Stelios's partners, musical partners. And it was, you know, it was incredible. It was incredible to meet him, to feel that lineage of that kind of history. I don't want to reveal too much about Stelios because some of the audiences might not know.
Exactly. Stelios Vanvakaris is saying some amazing things. It's really, really beautiful. In your previous work, the documentary, a very sensitive documentary, The Dogs of Democracy, you presented us with stories of stray dogs of Athens and the people who take care of them. Now, you made a film about the music of the subculture, the songs of people that they were left out from our society. Mm. Songs that for decades were censored by politicians and by army officials. Why do you think that we need to listen to these stories, the stories of these people?
Because I think they're our stories, you know. I think that the stories, these are important to be heard because often in history we either dismiss stories of people who are exiled, who are outcasts, and therefore, you know, a true history is never really told. So the more we, and the music, this particular music can help convey those stories, not just historically, I mean, contemporary as well. And one of my other wonderful characters is Negros Tomoria, or the Black Man of Greece, and his love of Rumbetika and his connection of Rumbetika to hip-hop.
Rumbetika is crazy, man. It's the most real thing Greece have ever made. Ρεμπέτικα είναι το hip-hop της Ελλάδος. Το hip-hop, όχι σαν μουσική, σαν ζωή.
So there's a sort of, you know, the way the music attracts people, what it enables people to say, mm-hmm. and what it enables us to understand about different people's lives and histories. It's important so we can understand. Our lives are complicated, and my character is also telling a story about identity, about what it means to be Greek and Australian, what it means to not like being Greek, what it means to not like being Australian, what does it mean to live in between? And so even though I'm talking from this point of view now, it's also reflecting back on that kind of, you know, odyssey, I guess, that a lot of us, particularly, you know, Greek Australians have lived through, but all in a way Greeks have lived through, a kind of diaspora of movement and that kind of experience is often not charted and that needs more and more to be heard.
Do you think that here in Australia, in the Antipolis, the Greek Aussies know enough about the Rumbetika? Do you think we understand exactly what Rumbetika means? Or it's only just music for weddings, for parties?
Yeah, I don't think we do. Yeah, I think perhaps what I hope the film does too is open up those kinds of understandings of what the music is, where it comes from, its influences, and that it's much deeper and much more felt than just a sort of celebration in that sense. One of the most interesting things also for people who are not Greek listeners, who are, you know, Anglo or whatever, is that they've heard this music as well. They've heard it before in popular culture or in mm-hmm. other avenues, and they've never really been able to place it. And when you start to trace the history back, you realise what an influence the music's had, not just within our culture, but kind of more globally as well, and in America. So it's a wonderful exploration, I think. And I just think it's also a wonderful thing to be part of, you know, to be mm-hmm. to be in a taverna, listening to it, dancing as well, in that real heartfelt kind of way, as opposed to it just that kind of popularization of the sound.
Your film, Mary, has already been screened in Los Angeles and San Francisco Film Festival, is that correct?
Yes, it has, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, and now people can watch it across Australia because of the Melbourne Documentary Film Festival, correct?
Yes, it's online in July as part of the Melbourne Documentary Film Festival, correct. And I'm hoping that, you know, audience will come to see it because it is about a particular cultural identity, i.e. Greek, but it's also about music, it's also about love, it's also about life, it's also about the trials and tribulations that we all go through. And I think, you know, I'm hoping that it will connect with people in that way, just as the music does.
And in your statement, you say that this film provides an urgent and timely discussion of what makes us human. Why did you write that? Why did you say that?
One of the deep connections for me is that music can allow you to connect with other people, connect with emotions, with feelings that aren't often expressed. And so what the film is also about is this experience of being exiled, being thrown out of your culture. And music is a way of helping to bridge or to deal with that grief, with that loss, with that experience. So it is about what makes us human, and music enables us to express our humanity. And I think that's why I stated that.
Mary Zurnazi, thank you very much for your time. All the best with your new film, My Rebetika Blues, that will be screened online on the occasion of the Melbourne Documentary Film Festival.
Thank you. Thanks for your time.
This journey has been one of sorrow, but also great privilege. I discovered something very important for me: how music travels across different borders and countries, embodying the feelings, the memories that are often left out of the chronicles of history.
Κάντε like, μοιραστείτε, σχολιάστε, ακολουθήστε μας στο Facebook, στο SBS Greek.